Today's AvWeb AudioCast for Friday, August 11th is sponsored by Aviation Consumer, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners. This is Mike Blakeney reporting for AvWeb's Audio News. Well, it's been almost 5 years since the tragic events of 9/11, and with the events in Britain earlier this week, airport security is once again making headlines. And while all the news is focusing on the airlines, that doesn't mean general aviation can drop its guard. So it's timely that AOPA and the Transportation Security Administration released a revised and updated version of the Airport Watch program earlier this week. AvWeb's Russ Niles talked to AOPA's Chris Dancy about the program and what we've learned about GA security in the past 5 years.
Well, what we're really doing now is still promoting the idea of looking out for suspicious activity at the airport, but we're also urging pilots to take a lot more personal responsibility for the aircraft that they fly, to really deny people who might try to use a general aviation airplane the opportunity. Lock up the aircraft whenever you're not in it, and look out for suspicious activity.
The press release says that we've learned a few things in the past 4 years since the original Airport Watch program was initiated. What can you tell me about that?
Well, you know, we have really learned that while terrorists may be looking at it, we don't see any specific threats against general aviation. But again, the security people keep saying that it remains a possibility. So we know that it's going to be up to us, the general aviation community, to really look out for the airports that we use, the ones that the airlines don't use. We've also learned that it's important for the outside community to see the aviation community taking positive steps, such as making sure that their aircraft are secured in such a way that unauthorized people can't get at them. Showing that we're taking those positive steps is important not only to the security community, but to the community at large.
Now, I think we all know pilots who leave the keys in their airplane so they don't lose them. What could happen if we don't start paying attention to that?
We're not just talking about not keeping the keys in or near the airplane in the hangar. We're talking about if, you know, as you're preparing to go somewhere, you need to make a quick pit stop, one last pit stop before you get in the airplane, lock up the plane, or, you know, one of your passengers, somebody you trust, keeping an eye on the airplane. Don't leave the keys with it. Don't leave the plane unlocked. What we really face is if we don't take those steps, if we don't do what we can to enhance security at general aviation airports, others are going to make those enhancements for us and in ways that we may not like. Security and law enforcement authorities, they may impose much harsher security measures than really are necessary if we don't do what we can.
What's AOPA's sense with the TSA right now with these proactive programs? Does the TSA think we're doing okay?
Yes, the TSA sees great value in this program. We know that the toll-free number, 866-GA-SECURE, is getting calls. None of them that we're aware of have been ultimately related to terrorism, but pilots are using the system. They are calling the 866 number. TSA is following up on them. So we know that the system works. We know that pilots are doing their part to enhance security at their local airports.
What practical steps should we be taking or could we be taking when we're doing the pre-flight and getting ready to go?
Primary when you're doing your pre-flight is making sure that the aircraft is safe to fly. But as you're doing that, keep an eye on what's going on around the apron. Keep an eye out for things that look suspicious, especially if you're a regular at the airport, for people you don't recognize who might be doing something definitely out of the ordinary. It's entirely likely that it's nothing, but we can no longer afford to assume that. We need to make sure that we're watching out, that we keep an eye on what's happening around us, make sure that the people who we see there really have reason to be there. Don't leave the aircraft unlocked and unattended. If it has a secondary device, a prop lock, a throttle lock, make sure that that is also engaged. Make sure that the aircraft is not available to someone who might have terrorism or other criminal intent. It's just up to us to make sure that our airports are as secure as they can possibly be.
And that's Chris Dancy with some great suggestions for us. He spoke with Russ Niles earlier this week. And don't forget to go to www.avweb.com for the latest in aviation news this week. Learn about the theft of a government laptop computer that may have compromised the privacy of thousands of pilots. Read about how Honda intends to structure its new business jet company. And follow the tale of a cell phone that fell 6,500 feet and is still accepting calls. This report was sponsored by Aviation Consumer, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners. To subscribe or for more information, click on the AudioCast sponsors link. Thanks for downloading AvWeb's audio news. Look for our next report on Monday, August 14th. For the AvWeb audio news team, I'm Mike Blakeney reporting.